Welcome to the It Could Be Your Eyes podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Juanita Collier. Through my decades of work in the field of vision, I have met thousands of patients, parents, educators, therapists, and doctors searching for solutions to the seemingly unsolvable. Challenging traditional medicine's new normal, we'll uncover that the root cause isn't necessarily what you thought it might be. It could be your eyes.
Hi, and welcome back to the It Could Be Your Eyes podcast. My name is Jess. I am usually the co-host, but today I'm just introducing the episode that we're giving out to you guys today. And because this is coming out just before May, we wanted to let you know that this is coming up on a big month for 4D Vision Gym. This is what we're calling our Teacher Appreciation Month. And I know that the typical Teacher Appreciation Week is in May, but we don't want to give educators just 1 week. We know that educators work hard all school year and even sometimes through the summer, definitely more than just the 6 hours a day that they have kids in the classroom. So we think that they deserve a little bit more than just 1 week. And we are celebrating teachers all throughout the month of May with webinars and giveaways and all sorts of fun and exciting things that we are not talking about quite yet, but we have some really great things planned. So if you yourself are a teacher, then you can find us on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, and send us a DM or comment on one of our posts talking about May's Teacher Appreciation Month, and we'll keep you on the loop. But we're going to switch gears into this episode, and I speak about the Teacher Appreciation Month because this episode we are talking to our friend Zoe and her mom, Caitlin. Caitlin is a teacher, and so she has a little bit more of a perspective from an educator's point of view, but we are also primarily trying to talk to Zoe. Now, I have to say that in this episode, Miss Zoe is so quiet. You may not actually hear her voice, but she is very camera shy and microphone shy, but I can tell you, if you know this girl in real life, she is not shy. She has a lot of energy. She is excited about so much. She's so bright. She has a great imagination. She's got boundless energy. She's moving. She's jumping. She's wiggling. She's all over the place. And she is a lot of fun. And Zoe was having some trouble focusing when it came to class and when it came to schoolwork and when it came to reading. And mom was concerned and wanted to find another way to help Zoe deal with her extra energy and her difficulty in concentrating. And on top of it, her kid was having headaches every day. They went to the eye doctor and they tried different interventions, but nothing seemed to really be doing the trick until they found vision therapy. So this is their story. This is what they have come to find as the best option for Zoe. And so we really wanted you to hear her story and see how it went for her and them as a family. So stay tuned, enjoy this episode. And hey, teachers, reach out to us if you're hearing this when this is being released. May's a big month and you don't want to miss out on what we have in store. So please enjoy and subscribe and find us everywhere. Share us, share this episode with the teachers and families in your life, and we will talk to you soon.
If you could make a positive change in your child's reading ability and confidence with reading in just 20 minutes a day, you would jump at the opportunity, right? Of course you would. The 4D Built to Read program trains you, the parent, to become a junior vision therapist and provides you with tools, activities, and support you need to give your child a strong visual foundation so they can read, play, and take on whatever challenges they face. If your child is too bright to be struggling and getting low grades, or you've been told that in-office vision therapy would help, but you just can't find the time to commit, the 4D Build to Read program may be just what you're looking for at a fraction of the cost. Visit 4dbuilttoread.com or check out the show notes for a link to learn more.
Hi, welcome. Can you guys introduce yourselves? Who are you?
I'm Caitlin and I'm Zoe's mom.
I'm Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. So what brought you guys to 4D in the first place?
So Zoe was having some difficulty with focus and reading in school and having headaches. And I just happened to be mentioning it to one of my coworkers. And she said her daughter had the very same problems and mentioned 4D Vision Gym. And I checked it out and it sounded like exactly what we needed.
What did you know about it, Zoe? What did you think you were coming to? Did you think it was just like a normal eye exam? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had your exam. And then what did you know this place was about? What were you told about vision therapy or what we were going to be doing here?
Strengthening my eye muscles.
Cool. And mom, when you first had the exam here, what was your perspective of like how the whole thing, had you heard of it before your coworkers said anything?
No, I'd never heard of it before. So it was very interesting. But watching parts of the exam happen was interesting to see how she was doing with some of those tasks. Mm-hmm. Very eye-opening.
Did you try other things to help Zoe be able to focus a little bit better in the past?
We have. They've tried some strategies in school, and then we tried the glasses right before coming here mm-hmm. as well to help with some of that focus and relaxing her eyes a little bit.
So did you think your glasses help you?
Tiny bit.
And so we started some eye exercises. We got that brain working a little bit better with the eyes. When did you first start to notice some changes?
I think in the past month, we've seen a difference in, definitely your headaches have gone away, right? Yeah, which is great.
That is great.
I think school has seen a bit of an improvement in the focus, and you're able to get through a lot more tasks without getting distracted and looking away. Yeah.
Yeah. So how long have you guys been coming? Because our viewers, listeners have never, you know, they're just kind of like popping in. So how long have you been here?
Going on 4 months now, I think. Almost 4 months. I don't think it's been 5 years.
Zoe thinks five, but mom's like, yeah, I think I'm with mom. I think we're closer to 4 or 5. Sorry. But, you know, we're still kind of, I wouldn't say we're towards the beginning. We're kind of like halfway there, right? So you've been working for a while and now the school's starting to notice some things. Your brain is starting to calm down. You don't have as many headaches. That's fantastic. Have there been any other unexpected changes? Anything that you didn't think would change, but has?
No.
Okay. Well, how often were you getting those headaches before? Was it like every day? Once a week? Every day. So to go from every day of having headaches to not having them or not having had one in like a while, that's pretty awesome. That's cool. That's like, that's a whole new world.
Maybe.
What do you think is going to happen next? So if we're halfway through here and you don't have any headaches, what is left? What do you think we can do next? What do you hope will happen? What do you want your eyes to help you do?
What about in school? Could they help with, keep helping with reading? Just keep getting better at that? Yeah.
I remember you also said when you first started that you really like to draw. And how is your drawing ability? Will we be seeing your drawings on the museum wall very soon?
Maybe.
So what about reading? Has anything changed with reading? Mom, what do you think?
Well, what did you get that we're going to go celebrate pretty soon? An award?
Yeah, there's something pretty big, pretty big.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
The most improved student in your class. Yeah. So that's awesome.
That's awesome. So what are you going to do to celebrate?
March around the field.
Going to march around the field at the Hartford Yard Goats baseball game?
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Have the whole stadium be cheering and clapping and woohooing. Yeah, that is huge, Zoe. That's great. That's such good news. We're super excited. We're super proud. I want to know too what you would tell a kid who was told that they should probably do some vision training, some vision therapy, what would you tell them? Would you tell them it's super fun, super boring, very worth it, not at all worth it? You should totally do it. Don't do it.
You should totally do it.
Why do you have fun here? Yeah, you do. Oh, look at those big eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. What's been the best part? What's the most fun here? What's your favorite game? Is it when we're in the gym and we get to do like, yeah.
Zoe's something in the gym.
I bet. Zoe likes to move. Yes. Yes. So anything that we do where we're like jumping around, running around, moving around, playing with the swinging ball.
Yay.
Yeah. We like that kind of stuff. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. And what about then, Mom, you also, we didn't touch on this, you're an educator. Yes. So you have a little bit of a perspective here. So what do you think as an educator, like watching your child kind of, you know, going through school and maybe sometimes things are a little tricky. What has the experience been like for you as a parent and as kind of a educator perspective too?
So I think we've tried a lot of things in school, a lot of different strategies, and I've tried things at home that I know I've recommended things to the school that I use at work, and some of them helped. But I think since she started vision, we've seen a lot of growth, even more so than any of those strategies kind of helped. And you guys have also had a lot of suggestions, like the slant board, things like that, that she really utilizes in school that they wouldn't have tried without your help. So,
all right. And what's the process been like for you as a parent too? You know, it's a commitment. Mm-hmm. It's not just Zoe doing her work, like, you know, she shows up and she does the work, but you're very involved too.
Yeah.
So what's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's definitely a big part of our schedule right now. Yeah. And doing homework and things like that. We have to keep up on that. So, but it is a lot easier to get Zoe to do vision homework than it is to do school homework. So
that's sorry, teachers.
And that makes it a lot easier that she enjoys all the activities. So when I ask her to go get her vision bag and pick out an activity, she jumps right up and does it. So it's not too difficult for us at home. Yeah. And we love, even though we have a drive to get here, we do love coming. So there's no fight to get here. It's not been too bad. Right?
Yay.
Yeah. Zoe, I love your yay. Yay. That's perfect. Good. Okay. Is there anything else you think the world should know about who Zoe is and what Zoe does and what her eyes do for her? Tell the world what they should know. That's a big question. If your best friend said, I need to do vision therapy, what would you tell her to look out for or to try or ask for? Your best friend said, I have to go to 4D. What would you tell her?
Yay.
Yay. Make sure you go to the gym.
Yeah.
Make sure you play in the gym. Would you tell her that practicing at home is really important?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm just making sure. Nothing else they should know? No. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm pleased as punch. We have been so excited to watch how awesome you've been doing, because you have been doing really awesome. And when we heard that you got the most improved in your class, I just almost jumped out the window. I was so excited. Then I know Dr. Collier is, and so is Coach Jem, and so is Coach Kelsey. Like, we're rooting for you. So
yeah, keep up the good work.
We're almost there. Keep it up. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Anything else that the world should know, Mom?
Zoe's really enjoyed it. I think it's helping her a ton. So we're all really happy.
Great. Cool. Thank you guys so much for coming and for doing this and for working as hard as you do, both of you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the It Could Be Your Eyes podcast. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Collier, visit us at 4dvisiongym.com. To train your vision at home, visit us at 4dvisiontherapyathome.com. Rate and review our podcast and email a screenshot to receive 10% off a new evaluation or any of our digital programs. Subscribe to join us for more eye-opening episodes as we dive deep into all the ways that it could be your eyes.